This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome to the Living Mishnah. Today, Mishnah 677 is dedicated in memory of Mrs. Gwartzman, Zichrono Lebracha. My name is Maimon Elbaz, and I try to use pictures and cartoons to help us understand the beauty of Hashem's Torah. At the international headquarters of Torah shows, we hope and dream that one day all of Shas will be illustrated to make it easier for children to chap what's going on. Our Mishnah is going to be talking about a weasel. That's a very strong type of creature, by the way. The Mishnah is in Masechet Taharos, Perek Daled, Mishnah Gimel. If an animal is holding tumah, and a person is in doubt if he touched it, so let's say it's a weasel holding a sheretz, or a dog holding a piece of meat, a nevela, which is tummy. So a guy was walking by, and he's not sure, did I bump into that creature, and now I have to go to the mikvah before I eat truma or something like that? So says the Mishnah, we have a rule like this. Whenever there's a suffix tumma, when you're in doubt, if you touch tumma in Rosh Hashanah, and we all, it's tar, and if it's in Rosh Hashanah, we all tamei. But now, with that being said, let's see what it says here. Hasheretz b'fi acholda. There was a sheretz in the mouth of a cholda, a weasel. Vanevela b'fi akelef. And you have a piece of meat in the mouth of the dog. Va'avru bena tehorim, and these creatures were passing between people that were tar. Osh avru tehorim beneim, or tar people walked amongst these creatures. Sveiko tahar mepnei she'en la tumah makom. The Mishnah says, since you're in Safik and you're not sure, we say the Safik is tar. Even though it's in Rosh Hashayachid, and usually we say Safik tumah she'en tami, but here, since the tumah doesn't really have a place, it's not on the ground, it's in the mouth of the dog or the mouth of the weasel, then in such a case, we hold, you don't have to consider it a tumah. You could just say, Sveikai Tahar. That is what the Mishnah says. Notice how the weasel kills his prey. He tortures it to death. Mama's squeezing it. And look how strong he is. He's jumping in the air with it in its mouth. But anyway, let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah ends off. But Hayuminakrim Bahen Ala Aretz. If the animal, the weasel or the dog, was pecking on it on the ground. So now you have the case where the tumah was on the ground. So it does have a place. And the guy says, I went to that place, but I'm not sure if I touched that tummy thing or not. So sveiko tummy, then he would be tummy. Why? Because the tumah has a place. It's on the floor, and we said a suffix tumah, which is yachid, is tummy. Okay, I hope you enjoyed today's Mishnah. Thank you, Chaim Lax and Stanley Shamosh, for being sponsors. Kindlach! Keep steiging in Torah, because that is your shleimus. And try also to have good midos, and that's chus. We should be zeichet to steig l'malo l'mala.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.